Mission, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Photograph here of a bird against a cloud of You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, who Musqueam stay.
Hello, hello! How's it going? You're listening to CITR. This is Pascal, broadcasting live from the Rio Theater. In a few minutes, there will be the Girls Rock Camp 2017 Vancouver Showcase. About eight, you know, there. I don't know how many girls are in the Rock Camp this year, but they formed eight bands this year, and they're all performing the songs that they wrote during the camp. It's a week-long camp, and it also runs in other cities. I know it runs in Victoria, on the island, at least. So I'm really excited. Yeah. So the first one is coming up. I think we're starting at about 2:20, and the first band is called The Mythical Creatures. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you the names of the bands right now because they're really awesome. The second one is, I think, Angry Neighbors. Yeah. And then the next band that's going to play is The Unikitties. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Actually, no, I think the second band might not have a name. But the third band is the Unikitties. Then there's Sweet Sunshine. And yeah, some other bands that are unnamed as of yet. But that's okay, because you're actually going to hear them perform. You know, they don't need band names, whatever. So I'm going to play some more awesome local music, local FemCon, as we call it here at CITR, music made by female-identifying musicians. Not necessarily all of, you know, the creative process is by all female-identifying people, but yeah. Anyway, our definition of FemCon is complex, just like gender. All right, coming up next, I'm going to play some... I think I'm going to play some BB, so stick around. We're going to start the show in about 10 minutes.
You first pair to never fall down. I promise not to leave. He promised not to push. Until a strong breeze blew, and like dominoes, we fell down. We fell down. After that, I never stood in a line.
We're back broadcasting live from the Rio Theater, the Girls Rock Camp, the Girls Rock Camp Vancouver Showcase for this year is just about to start. All the girls from the camp are on stage right now. Everyone's cheering them on. We can hear it in the background. Yeah. Everyone's really excited. Looks like there's about 30 girls. Yeah. They're just sound checking a little bit. Everyone's dressed up really awesomely. They've got their eyeliner going on. And some fedoras. Got some sick black lipstick going on as well. I'm really impressed by the showmanship here today. Looks like they're still assembling. So I'm going to play some music quietly in the background. And they're off.
Because we got lots of celebrating to do. First and foremost, my name is Louie, and I'm going to be hosting the showcase. So hello. I am one of the two directors at camp. Doesn't really mean much other than we all kind of run around and do a bunch of things that we know what to do. But first, I would like to acknowledge the land that we are on. I would like to begin by acknowledging the land on which we gather today is the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Peoples Nation. So, yes. And secondly, with that, I would also like to thank the Urban Native Youth Association, UNYA. Yes, like, let's just shout loud and proud for them. Woo! Anya! Anya has so generously allowed us to use their space all 8 years of camp. So out of the 9 years, past 9 years, we've had 8 camps, and they've all been at Anya. And we are just so, so grateful for our partnership with them and couldn't say thank you enough for what they give us. So thank you, Anya, and special shout out to Tashina, Kelsey, and Melissa, who were a part of camp this year and really just gave us even more than what we could expect. And so I just go to bed and cry at night in generosity and thankfulness of Anya. So yes, let's give another shout out for them. I have canoe trips as my note, and it's because the program that regularly attends the Anya space goes on a canoe trip annually, and so during that week, that's when we can come in. So I'm also very grateful for the opportunity that program gives their participants, because then we get to come in. So yay, canoe trips. And so here we are today, and how it's going to look is I'm going to chat while the band comes up and gets ready, and then we watch a band, and then I'll come back up and chat some more while another band gets ready. We have eight amazing bands that have worked really hard to write songs, work together, rock out, do their thing, eat fishy crackers, you know, the whole shebang. So the first band will introduce themselves, and I welcome them on stage.
Hello, everyone. This is Bavrai. I'm Ava on the keys. That's Riley on vocals, and that's B on drums. I hope you enjoy a song. It's called LTFB.
I'm
Oh my goodness. Let's give another round of applause for Pat Fry. Woo! Yes, they were even more courageous because they didn't know they were going to be up first and until today. So that was news to them. Surprise, surprise. They did an excellent job. Wow, camp. What is camp? What goes on here? Well, let me tell you. I have some answers. So most of our campers, when they come on the Monday, today's Saturday, so they come on the Monday, and they don't know anybody else, and they also don't know the instruments that they're learning. So they come in, and each day they learn their instrument through instruction time, which is usually in the morning, and then they get a chance to have a quiet and loud practice, which is kind of amps turned off and then amps turned on. And then 5 days later, they've written a song, they're playing their instruments, and they're working together, and they've gone through everything, and it's really cool. So that's kind of the structure, overall structure of camp, but there's a lot more to it than that. But it's really cool to see people who just, I don't know, even the Monday to the Tuesday is a huge transition time for folks, including myself. I'm nervous, and I don't know anybody, and then by Tuesday, we're high-fiving, we're eating fishy crackers together, we're sneaking Nutella in the back. It's all good. So that's cool. And speaking of snacks, we eat lots at camp, too, because food is fuel, and we need a lot of energy. So we're just pounding back the snacks. We're just like, snack, snack, snacks. Like, we're chopping up vegetables, we're chopping up fruits, and we can't work fast enough, because there's just so many mouths to feed. So it's really cool. I want to give a special shout out to a person named Randy from Mint Records, I believe. And yeah, Randy's really cool. Randy not only is really cool, but he also he split the cost with snacks. So I was at No Frills every day buying like giant blocks of cheese and just like everything. I was like loading up shopping carts full of stuff, and he is so generous that he donated a lot of money to snacks in particular, so that's really cool. As well as he also wanted to make sure that everyone that wanted to come to the showcase today could, so he bought tickets for anybody that maybe money was kind of a barrier, so that also is really cool. So yay, Randy. Yes. And I have lots of other things to talk about, but I think maybe we're ready. So maybe I'm going to just do a little introduction. Is that okay? Okay. So up next are the mythical creatures.
Hi, my name is Lola, and we are the Mythical Creatures, and I'm playing the keys and singing, and Angelina is playing the drums.
Thank you.
Unicorns, Crystal Toads. Zombie unicorns, crystal toads, hummingbirds, fire slugs. Zombie unicorns, crystal toads, hummingbirds, fire slugs, merpigs. Crystal toads, hummingbirds, fire slugs, merpigs, drones.
My goodness. Mythical creatures, I tell ya, they are an inspiration. They're an absolute inspiration. Angelina on drums is just, she's just so solid. Oh, it gives me hope for the future. And there's just a little note, Roz, I believe people are looking for earplugs in the front row. So if that could happen, that'd be great. And while we're setting up for the next one, I just thought I'd talk about camp and what are some of our dreams that we've had in the past and we have for the future. And I know one in the past has been for future or for past campers to become part of the volunteer staff and to see people go from learning instruments, learning what camp's all about, to teaching instruments and teaching what camp's all about. And this year we have two volunteers that have attended camp before. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's a dream come true. And we hope that doesn't stop. So for all you campers. Yeah, and not only that, but they're taking over after school programs. So a huge shout out to Anna Rose and Kizzy. And that's everything we could have hoped for. So that is a huge dream that's being achieved right now, and we're very, very happy. Other dreams we have are developing our partnership with Anya, because we don't want to just kind of roll in and scream a bunch and make a lot of noise and then run out and say, see you next year. So what we're doing is we're having weekly drop-in centers at Anya, I believe on Tuesdays. So that's also really cool. So we're really excited about that, and that's going to start happening in September, which isn't too far away. And then the third dream that we had is that we wanted year-round programming. We didn't want it just to be one week at camp. We wanted it to happen all year round. And that's also happening. So at Moberly Art Center, we now have year-round programming. So if you want another camper or a camper here to attend, just give us an email. I was going to say give us a call, but I don't think we have a phone number. Okay, we're good to go. Cool. So, let me just see here. These are probably the coolest angry neighbors you will ever meet in your entire life. So give it up for the angry neighbors.
It's right next to you.
Angry neighbors, they're watching you. They're always watching you. That's amazing. They're amazing. Oh my goodness. And you know what else is amazing? All of our volunteers, because they give a lot to us in terms of time, energy, encouragement to all the campers. So we have volunteer instrument instructors, as well as band managers and coaches. So they're there every day at camp teaching and supporting and kind of managing or just navigating the campers in helping them work with their bands. So that's really cool, as well as gear people. This is Emily right here, and she's so cool. She took on gear all by herself this year. Oh my goodness. That's just beyond me. I couldn't do that. So thank goodness we have Emily. And then we have a huge group of, not huge, I shouldn't say that, but we do have a group of volunteers that do organizing, and they organize all year round. So they're the ones that kind of, I don't know, chat with you about getting camper applications together and fundraising, because that's a huge thing as a nonprofit. Our money comes from the community at large, so we're always asking the community and trying to engage in the community in order to find money so we can put on camp. So if we could just give a big shout out to all the volunteers that help us run camp, that would be amazing. Yes. Thank you, volunteers. And if you are interested in being involved, there's so many ways. You don't have to be musically talented or really eager to do public speaking. We need everything, pretty much. Everything under the moon. I even have a little list. So especially for organizers, if you are interested in being involved in camp kind of throughout the year, some skills like office skills, grant writing, social media, kind of a deep understanding of working with high-risk youth, Indigenous youth and POC youth and children, youth outreach, running around like a chicken I have on here, policy writing, even if you're interested in anything that you think could be involved in camp, let us know. Send us an email. We're always happy to hear from you. It really does take all of us, including yourselves. So thank you for coming today, because you make this possible. So without further ado, let's give it up for Unknown Band.
voice, and this is Iris. He's doing keyboard. He's doing keys, and over here is Quinn. She's doing a guitar, and Samantha's doing drums.
It's amazing to see their lyric sheet, because what it is these beautiful drawn and colored images of all of the animals that Valkyrie sings on stage. So props to Unknown Band for their very interesting lyrics, well developed, well drawn. Hey, here's a cool thing. CITR Radio is live recording us right now. So we're on the radio. That's cool. Thanks, CITR, for coming over and recording us. That's amazing. And with that, they have a kind of social media photo person. So at the end, if you want to get some photos taken, family members with your kids or bands, band coaches, whoever, it doesn't matter, maybe some people that just met each other, you can come over here and get your photo taken. So just at the very end, yes, thumbs up for CITR. We're good? Okay. So I'll just turn around and show you my cool t-shirt. It's Beyond the Limits.
Hey, hello. We are Beyond the Limits. On the guitar and backup vocals, we have
Jasmine.
On the bass, we have
Mandana.
And on the drums, we have, also known as Harley.
just a shout out to one of our departed members, Bridey, who could not be here tonight, and that's why Harley is filling in for us. Yeah. And I am Sadie on lead vocals. Our song is called Girl in the Mirror. Hope you love it, and you will.
If I could go back and say to myself 3 years ago, I'd say, hey, beautiful, what you doing? Sitting in the corner, watching your friends play. Watching my friends play. After you tell me you always make my day by saying hey. You tell me don't regret it, just don't fret it. I wanna thank you for the courage you gave me just to be me. You always make my day by saying hey, hey. You tell me don't regret it, just don't fret it. I wanna thank you for the courage you gave me just to be me.
How about that bass solo? Bass brings together the rhythm and the melody. We love the bass at camp, and there's really only two bassists this year, so promoting bass to all you all. You don't realize maybe how cool and fun it is, so that's my bass shout out for the afternoon. So at camp, we have instrument instruction, we have loud practice, we have quiet practice, and we also have workshops. And so Monday to Thursday, we do workshops, and we get different people coming in each year, so it's never the same. But this year, I just wanted to thank Anne Riley, who came and did an Indigenous Voices workshop with the campers, and that was everything. I loved it. And we also had DJ O Show come in and talk about DJing, who's really cool. She's a Indigenous DJ that's just making it big. She's just going far and wide, and props to her and her success. We have Blim Studios, and they came in and did a silk screening workshop. So that's why I have Beyond the Limits on the back of this t-shirt, is because the campers not only write a song and write lyrics and work together, but they also design their own logo, and then they silk screen them on t-shirts that they bring in. So that workshop happens every year, actually. That's a consistent one, because we gotta hold down the merch for everybody. And the last person who's also doing sound today is Jay. And Jay came in and did a gear workshop on the Monday and taught all of us how to use a microphone and how to plug in to the PA and how to hold a guitar without maybe dropping it. So that's really cool. So let's give it up for all the workshop volunteers. Yay, Jay! And up next are the Unikitties, which are just another superb group of people that are ready and eager. So let's give it up for the Unikitties. Thank you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Rio Theater at the Girls Rock Camp Final Showcase. We're broadcasting on the unceded and traditional lands of the Coast Salish peoples. Stay tuned.
Yes, the Unikitties held it down in a 5-piece band this week. That is incredible. That is not one easy task. I'm so proud of them. So what I wanted to just bring up too before the day is done is I know that we go by the Girls Rock Camp, and that means a lot to us. But it also means a lot for us to promote the inclusion of also people that are kind of maybe what we would say non-binary, or maybe people that don't identify as girls but also could really benefit from Girls Rock Camp. So we just kind of want to give a shout out to people that aren't in attendance that maybe hopefully one day will feel that they are welcome at our camp. Because if you want to be a girl, you can be a girl. And if you don't want to be, then that's okay too. But we welcome a lot of people at camp beyond just people who identify as a female or girls or even women. So yeah, that's what we're working on these days and just kind of updating our gender policies, and I don't know, maybe one day we might even change our name to something a little bit different to sound a little bit more inclusive. And I have a request from one of the campers to tell some jokes, so here we go. Let's see, this one was a really kind of big one at camp this year, so why are college graduates so hot? Because they have degrees. Seriously, I hear that joke every day. Okay, what rhymes with orange? No, it doesn't. One more. Okay, why does the math book why is the math book so sad all the time? It's got problems. Ooh, salty. Okay, let's not read that one. And we're going to give it up. I will, don't worry, I'll finish my list. So let's give it up for Sweet Sunshine.
Sunshine, I'm Hannah, playing on the drums and the backup singer, and we have Kira, who's the lead singer, on the keyboard, and we have Isabel on the guitar.
My mom said, "You're
good. So, so good. Something I kind of brought up before is that we're a nonprofit, so we exist out of money that comes from the community. And if you or anyone you know would like to help us out financially, that is a huge help to us. And there's a couple different ways. There's a one-time donation. There's also a monthly donor program. So even just like $10, $5 a month, if you can do that and would like to, we're more than willing and happy and eager to have that kind of ongoing. So you can chat with me or another kind of volunteer person around if you'd like more information on how to do that. Other things, donating gear, donating resources, food, time, volunteer time, or even space. We're always kind of looking for space. This year is really cool because we finally got an office. So that's cool. I am really happy for camp to have an office. You probably don't understand how exciting that actually is for us because we usually just work out of people's living rooms. So here's another joke for us. All this talk. Okay, what do you call a fish missing an eye? Took me so long to get that one. how about this one? Ooh, this one's my favorite. What do you call a chef that is an Italian? An impasta. Okay, we are at our last band. Oh my goodness, how did that happen? What? And this band has just worked so hard to be where they're at right now. So I'm really proud of them, and I hope you are also really proud of them too. They are called Corrupted Souls.
Hi, we're Corrupted Souls. I am Jessica on vocals, and that's Lily Muna on bass, and that's Aura on drums. And this is our song. Body, whatever happened to humanity? Here on the news, there's another fatality. Why does it always have to end with tragedy? This is real, happens on the daily. System tries to cover up this police brutality. This is real, kill for homosexuality. They don't. Gotta put an end to this police brutality. This is real, kill for homosexuality. They don't treat you like a person. Gotta put an end to this.
This is our song. Fight for freedom. You have the right to remain silent. Everything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you. Do you understand the rights that I've just read to you? No, I don't.
Gets me real deep. Thank you, Corrupted Souls, for that amazing song to end the show. Wow, that's all our bands. That's all we got. Oh my goodness. So I think the last thing I really have to say is a huge thank you to all the campers for coming and attending camp this year. It's been a pleasure to meet every single one of you, and you are all perfect. So thank you, campers, and thank you, audience, and thank you, family and friends, and everyone who came. And just I hope that you continue to support Girls Rock Camp, because I really believe in it, and I hope you also really believe in it. So you have a great day, and stick around for the slideshow. Campers, if you didn't get to see it, there's lots of photos of you that will be screened. And come on up, Ava and Riley and Audrey. There are things happening. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, please.
We want to say thank you to
Louie and Dusty,
because they didn't make themselves.
My birthday. It's not actually my birthday. Yeah, and there's lots more thank yous. Some of them are on the program. I keep forgetting what that word is. So I haven't thanked everyone. I just want to acknowledge that. But there are some write-ups of thank yous, and that's why I just kind of like to say thank you to everybody, because you all help us make this happen. So like I was saying, slideshow, photos by CITR. Have a great afternoon. Oh, my goodness. And, yeah, have a great summer, too. Yay. See you next year.
You were just listening to a live broadcast of the Girls Rock Camp Final Showcase down at the Rio Theater. Started around 2:20. Just ended about an hour. 8 spectacular bands. Many of the girls didn't play. They had never touched an instrument before this, let alone, you know, got on stage. They have not. They didn't perform. I cannot speak today. They have never performed. Had never performed before this camp. So. It's a real, I mean, I can't imagine doing something like that as a kid. I did concerts in elementary school, but that's different, you know. There's really no creativity allowed, especially because I went to a Catholic school. It was all very strict, and you read music and whatnot. Anyway, that's enough about me. I'm going to play some more music for you. We're on... still live broadcasting for about the next 10 minutes. So stay tuned. I'm going to play some local tunes. This next one is a demo by Tough Customer. It's a real short one. And then after that, I'm going to play some Shrouded Amps. So stay tuned.
Seems strange, but I like your taste. But just shame.
You're listening to CITR. We were just broadcasting live from the Rio Theater. We broadcasted the Girls Rock Camp Final Showcase. But stay tuned. That's over. But we got some regular programming coming up next. I'm going to leave you with some more local music. This one is I'm going to play Worms in the Dirt by Pale Red. See ya.